Checking back in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get a rundown on the November 12th Board of License Commissioners meeting. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. We're all settling down now after the election.
Yep, already November 12th.
It's hard to believe. I know, my goodness. How'd the board meeting go yesterday?
Good, good, very good. There was a full board, so we got right to agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce for 6 one-day liquor licenses for Kilroy Square Holiday Market on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 29th through December 1st, and December 6th through the 8th. The market will be in Kilroy Square and in the gallery. They will have a big tent set up. The hours Friday are 4 to 9, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 4. And this will be, Tim Cahill was there to speak about the event. It is 2 weekends. The fourth year they've been doing it, they have Widowmaker that will be there. Dottie's will also be there doing a couple of cocktails. Aviva Trattoria is going to be doing some of the food. They also have some food trucks lined up. This will kick off right after the tree lighting out here on the common, and pack 42 of the scouts will be selling trees and wreaths this year as well down there at Kilroy Square. And they have over 90 vendors that are going to be there. So sip shop and socialize. It's going to be a fun 2 weekends.
We were just saying it's middle of November and here we are. We're already into the holiday season.
We certainly are. Yeah. Yeah. And I plan on getting mine done early this year, all my shopping, so I can enjoy it. We'll see.
Oh, you heard it here first, folks. Okay.
Exactly. Well, I'll be running out on Christmas Eve, per usual.
Exactly.
That went through 5-0.
Okay.
And agenda item number two here regarding the request of the prison book program at 1306 Hancock Street, the United First Parish Church, for a special use permit 1-day liquor license for their fundraising comedy night on December 3rd from 7 to 9. This is something that they do every year. So that went through 5-0 as well.
That's at the church president's, I think, right?
Yes, it is. Yes. Kelly Brotzman wasn't able to attend the hearing, but like I said, this is an annual event for them. So we were able to go ahead and take a vote. There was no one there for or against. So we went ahead and took the vote, and they'll be all set. Agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of 657 Hancock Street LLC, doing business as Waku Waku, for a wine and malt beverage restaurant license for the premise located at 657 Hancock Street. Proposed manager, Henry P. Wong. Proposed license premise is a street level 1500 square foot restaurant, will consist of a dining area, kitchen, and allow for 51 patrons and restrooms as well. This is something that Attorney Rob Fleming told us about. It's ramen noodle, and they're kind of splitting the restaurant to accommodate two spots there. So, like I said, that they're 1,500 square feet restaurant, and it will consist of a dining area, kitchen, restrooms for 51 patrons. Okay. That went through 5-0 as well. Agenda item number four here regarding the request of Asian Cafe Corporation, doing business as Asian Cafe, for an all alcohol beverage restaurant license for the premise located at 15 also known as 17 Beale Street, proposed manager Dewey Guan. Proposed license premise is a street-level 2,629-square-foot restaurant that will consist of a bar, dining area, kitchen, and restrooms. There's also a basement for storage. Attorney Ka Wong was there and spoke about Asian Cafe Corp, who also owns Mango Mango right next door. And so they felt this was a great opportunity for them to go in, have a restaurant. They've been in business in Chestnut Hill for over 20 years, and to bring that concept here to Quincy. This is where the Great Chow was.
Oh, okay.
So that also went through 5-0.
Very good. Okay.
And that concluded our hearing, and our next one will be on November 26th.
Ah, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Okay.
That's right.
And we'll probably talk about holiday hours at that time, get an update on that.
You got it.
All righty. And I mentioned the election when we started speaking this morning. How do you think it went, Nikki?
Oh, I think it went very well. Couldn't be more prouder of my staff and the poll workers and the mayor's office and the mayor himself and everyone that gives us every tool in the tool shed to pull something that big off and make it look, you know, seamless. We're still wrapping it up on our end. We have till November 20th in order to report to the Secretary of State. We were counting overseas ballots. And so we have 2 more days for that to receive them by mail. For the most part, we're wrapped up our polling locations. You know, everything's been put away in the schools and in the churches. And we thank everyone who takes a part in it. It's such a big, big election now. You know, with the 2 weeks of early voting, the vote by mail, the post office, the schools, you know, it's just unbelievable how many people need to be involved and to make it as seamless looking as it was, because the only, you know, issues that we had on election day were the phones ringing, where do I vote? Or, you know, I'm inactive. What does that mean? And, you know, we tell them that they didn't answer that census that we sent out.
and tell them to do all year long. Yes.
That's right, Joe. We do, don't we?
Yeah.
And it catches up to you particularly at the presidential. And so they just needed to bring an ID with them in order to vote. But, you know, I think that people are getting used to the changes with the redistricting, and everything seemed to be really good on election day.
Yeah, that's good. Do you have any kind of rough sense for the breakdown between like mail-in and early compared to the people who went out on election day?
Yeah, so it was, I predicted about 72%, and we get about 62%.
Right.
So I guess I attribute that to, you know, those numbers in 2020 where people stayed home and voted. We had more vote by mail. We had more early voting in 2020.
Yeah.
You know, I guess people sometimes say, you know, Massachusetts doesn't matter, or things like it's already said who's going to win Massachusetts. But there was a little bit of a draw with the questions on the ballot, and you know, we encourage everyone to vote, but you know, we leave it up to the individuals.
Obviously, yeah. And it, that was the trend statewide too, not just here in Quincy, really.
Right.
So it was interesting to see, yeah.
And it was funny because I don't know if it was the time change, the fall back, but 6 o'clock hit, it got dark in a lot of the polling places just kind of went quiet.
Oh, very interesting.
When
Okay.
they're really usually, you know, we've noticed in the past, you know, a big rush right at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't get that.
Interesting. Well, I think, you know, a lot of people are working from home now too. So, you know, maybe before, after 6 o'clock out of work, they'd come and vote. So maybe you're not getting as much
Right.
of that anymore. Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, school used to be open.
Right.
And so they'd drop their kids and they'd vote at the same time.
Yes.
You know, so that
Yeah.
that plays a role in it too, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've listened to the residents and they said that they didn't want the schools to be open while the kids were there for voting. So, you know, we're trying this. We're always open to changes and we'll hopefully have a quiet year next year. We can take a look at some of this stuff, you know, gearing up for September of next year, for a preliminary and then November election.
Oh, for the city councilors, right? Yeah, and
yes, in
the
school
committee
committee.
seats too. Yeah.
Yep.
So actually, that's curious. As you know, the Squantum School will be in construction mode at that point, so you'll need a contingency plan for that, right?
That's right. I assume that we'll go to the Kennedy Center and
Right.
share the space, or maybe, you know, take up one of the rooms on the
Yeah.
on the left side to accommodate 6-5. 6-5 is one of our biggest precincts, so we'll have to take a look at it. Everybody in Squantum will get a notice of their new polling location, and I'm sure it'll be, you know, again, working with the mayor, working with Director Hanley down there at the Kennedy Center has been great.
Yeah.
They're good to us and we appreciate it.
Yep, absolutely. I know that there was some talk about the federal monitors that were here in Quincy, but that wasn't new, right? They'd been here before
Nope.
too. Yeah.
Nope. They've been here. They were here in 16 and they were
Right.
here in 20. The I have not heard back from them yet. They usually send us a note little later after they do a report. But, you know, we feel confident that we did all that we could for every resident. And they did some talking to our poll workers and some exit polling. But I think that all in all, it was a great day.
Absolutely. I agree. And I want to personally thank you, Nikki, and your staff for helping us here at QATV to provide our live coverage that evening. It's insurmountable help to help us with our coverage. So thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Like to do it.
You are very welcome. And we'll catch up with you on, well, looks like the day before Thanksgiving to talk about the next license board meeting.
Okay.
All right. Thanks again.
Take care.